last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, the party has left Zipe behind and moved forward to encounter a strange, white, tree-like plant in a pool of oil. Maryland approaches, and the tree has lashed out.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
This tree. Remember the last time you fought a roper, it was like a stalactite. This literally looks like a tree. So it's not really the same thing as a roper, but it has similar stats. It also uses three other tendrils to lash out at the next three party members. The first is Florida Man. I grab you with its tendril. It also grabs at Alabama. 14?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And the last one will be
my cube.
Penny. Nat 18, 25 total, yeah. Definitely grabs hold of you, and you are now restrained by these tendrils. You have disadvantage on athletics checks, and it's biting down on Maryland Jane. And its initiative is a 17.
Goes first.
So it will go first, and it will attempt to bite Maryland Jane again.
I'm gonna die, guys.
11 plus 7 is 18.
I am now unconscious.
Boom. It swallows her.
Oh, no.
Gulp.
Someone's going to die.
It begins reeling in Penny. 25 feet. Whips you forward. It then uses another tendril to attempt to grab Alabama.
Bring on.
I have a plant sword.
I missed. I know.
I was like, I was ready to grab my plant
you
sword.
Were all, I know. I was excited for that. And I ate you in one round. Unconscious. But don't forget, people have like healing spells that they can cast from a range to heal you, and then you'll be attacking from the inside.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Okay, so.
I mean, I would take a disadvantage because I'm inside it. How can I have anything left?
I got nothing either. Yeah. No more spell slots.
This is going to be so
bad.
We
needed a rest. We gonna die.
You got a rest. All right, ready,
no, we
friends?
Didn't. We can have a long
you
rest.
You got a rest?
We got no, a but no
we
long
were,
rest.
We weren't able to. Never mind. Get any spells left.
That was the tree's action. It is now Florida Man's turn.
All right. So can I grab my sword?
Of course.
All right. I'm going to grab my sword and cut myself free.
All right. You may do so. Whip it.
Whip it real good.
24.
You have definitely cut into it.
Sever its branch.
Multiple branches.
I'm going to die, guys.
Oh, you'll
nine?
Be fine.
I'll bring you back.
Nine to the roper's tendril?
It does not quite sever the tendril.
All right.
That is grasping you. Barest
I have a second
vestiges
hit.
Of it. Yes, you would like to attack again?
16.
You are not able to hit the tendril. Or if you do, not with the sharp side of your blade that cuts through cleanly. It is Tex's turn.
I'm going to cast Slayer's Prey on the tree.
This cantrip.
Cool. What's Slayer's Prey do?
So as a bonus action, I designate a creature I see within 60 feet. This lasts until I do it again. My first hit to the target with a weapon attack on each of my turns does plus 1d6 damage.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Where has this been?
Yeah, where's this been?
Sitting on my character sheet, not being used.
Did this not happen last round?
All
of
the time.
Aaron?
Well, I have to... Okay, the last time it didn't work because I couldn't see it.
No, but wasn't the last... Like, at last time you used
when
a
did
spell
you get
and all
this?
Of us were like, what?
Huh?
When did this thing get added to your character sheet?
When I created it.
So yeah, I mean... Where's this been all along? But anyway.
So I'm going to cast that.
It's not really a cast, but yeah.
And I'm going to attack one of the tendrils holding one of my friends.
Okay, which one?
Penny.
Thanks.
Wow, what do you say when you do it?
So what he does is he takes out his rapier. He pricks his finger.
Yeah.
And he says, let's do this. He drops a drip of blood on the ground, and then we go for it.
Okay, cool.
That's weird.
Not really even magic. Slayer's Prey is just part of being a slayer and focusing in on your target. What do you say to Penny?
God, what do I say to Penny?
Well, what you just said out of character, say that in character.
What do I say to Penny?
No.
No.
That's the before thing.
No, that was to me for the spell.
No, even before that.
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm going to save Penny.
I'm going to help one of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to help one of my friends.
There. Okay.
I knew we were friends. You all heard that, right?
And I'm going to spend the blue gem.
Good choice.
All right. You spend a blue gem. You have advantage on the strike to deal to the tendril. Go for it.
God. 16.
Not enough.
Nope.
Oh.
No good.
Tendril still has Penny wrapped up. Are you wrapped up in a tendril?
Nope.
All right.
You did not throw it at me.
Cool. That was Tex's turn. Do you have another attack? Or are you done?
Oh, no. I have two attacks. That's right.
Do it again.
Oh. Nope. Even worse.
Definitely not.
Maybe he's not so sure about the friendship status.
Man.
It's complicated. Okay, Maryland, what would you like to do? Make a death save. Privately and to yourself so that no one, including me, knows how you do.
And what do I have to get again?
You got to beat a 10. 10 or better. Okay. Death comes calling once again. You feel the ethereal plane, the plane of air, call forth to Maryland Jane, asking you to rejoin your brother and...
Come to us.
In the ethereal plane of air. Hello. Alabama Johnson's turn.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do.
Stick a bitch, man.
Because I want to use Burning Hands, but I feel like then I will get my people.
Already dead.
But everyone who's in a thing.
Tendril. There you go.
Well, you're all standing next to each other, except for Maryland, who's been dragged forward, and who else got dragged forward last turn?
I think you dragged me forward.
Ah, so then you're dragged forward.
Yeah, I remember that.
Everyone can see your foot. I'm going to go with that. Can see your foot sticking out of the mouth of the maw of the great big beast. Penny is right there as well. You can see that she's getting sucked in like a noodle. Penny is now right up against the trunk as well. And two others are caught up in tendrils, doubtlessly about to be hauled forward.
Could I aim my flaming hand so that it's above Penny's head and goes, how big is this creature?
Not big enough that you could aim
could
it that
I
way.
Diagonal it?
You're going to nail Penny if you use Burning Hands.
I'm big.
Damn it, Penny.
Sorry. I shouldn't have had all that milk growing up.
Well, Burning Hands is a cone effect that goes out in 15 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to get hit.
I'll use my hand axe and try to save one of my fellow people from the thing.
Okay, cool. Cut a tendril.
Can I use this?
Has it been 10 minutes?
Oh, it's totally been 10 minutes, but I don't mind if you want to use the bardic inspiration from the last fight.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, God. I have not used a melee weapon.
Yeah, don't do that.
Add your plus strength plus your proficiency bonus, so that's like a plus 4 total to whatever you just rolled.
So 20.
That is just enough. You may do damage. You need a 20 to hit these tendrils.
Shit, we're all going to die.
3.
All right, you cut into it, but it doesn't sever it. It's still holding. And you were cutting Penny free?
Yes.
So you rushed up to the tree to get there. Okay, sounds great.
Oh my gosh, I'm actually going to take damage.
Penny, what would you like to do?
So a lot of things I want to do, but first I think I need to get... Oh, no, wait, so did you just break me free?
No.
Okay, that's what I was hoping. Okay, so I'm going to... First, I'm going to attack the tendril with my own talons to try and get out. Am I able to...
Sure, you can claw away at it. Okay. Roll an attack. And scrabble, but
yeah, I need a 20,
purchase.
Right? Yeah. In that case, I will inspire Texas.
Okay. Yeah. You use your bonus action to inspire Texas.
Yeah.
You don't have any healing spells left?
I do, but I wanted to get out first. Oh, I guess I can't. Well, I just need to be able to see her to heal.
See
her
foot. I've literally described it several times, but you were going to inspire Texas. So
yeah.
Don't let me color your actions.
Yeah. I just thought to get out first because I used up my action for that because bardic is just bonus.
So is healing word.
It's not bonus, is it? It's one full action, I thought.
Pretty sure healing word is a bonus action.
Well,
and you
let's
can cast
check,
because
I was going to do that next. Well, what is a bonus action? Cool. Let's do that.
I mean, you were going to do bardic inspiration on Tex.
Yeah, it's probably not going to help. No, I'll heal my friend. I got one second level slot, so I'll do that. Because I don't have any third level left.
Well, isn't it a first level spell?
Yeah, but I can do it up to the
but
third level.
But what's the point? you know that if a bite starts, going to do 22 points of damage. Why use a second level spell slot? It's not going to heal more than 22 points of damage. So just mechanically in the game, it makes better sense for you to just give her a couple of hit points, hoping that she gets an action.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she doesn't, but by all means.
Okay. I'm going to heal you for 1d4 plus 6. So my song is, staying alive, staying alive, please stay alive, Mary Jane, stay alive.
Healed with the power of song.
Yeah.
I like how Penny has like, and don't you know there's like those people who have those annoying voices, but then you hear them sing and you're like, whoa. Penny's not like that.
No. It gets like worse.
Yeah.
When I sing.
Just like.
Because it's just louder and sustained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. But I know who I am. I embrace it. Yeah.
And everybody else wears earplugs.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Penny's turn. Is there anything else you'd like to do? You're strained. You can't move. So if you're done, you're done.
I'm done.
It is now the tree's turn. Tree's like, oh, I feel the reinvigorated moving of an individual inside me. I'm going to use my bite action to bite Maryland Jane because, you know, eat the living. Nope, fails. Yay! Only an 11 to hit.
It's like eating the rich, but...
Oh, wait. You're in the mouth. I have advantage on this.
Should have mocked you.
17.
Damn it.
Did I get you?
Yeah, I have a 15.
Ah, chomp, 22. You're down again.
Do I not get an uncanny dodge to any of this?
Oh, you do get an uncanny dodge now at this point. Yes, because you would have had a turn and you made death save on it.
Dodge it!
So you may take an uncanny dodge to which take half damage.
11.
You're still
down. And you're still down.
I'm sorry, I can't heal you more.
That was good use of your reaction. Well done. It's funny, if Penny had done a second level and actually healed, what, 2d4?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 6?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that would have been more than 11, but probably not.
I wonder if I should have just done what I wanted to do.
Also, what you wanted to do was bardically inspire Tex.
Yeah.
Moving on, it is Florida Man's turn.
I need to be free first, so I'm going to try to slice myself.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's not the Florida Man's turn. It's still the tree's turn.
Yeah, the
tree gets a bite. Tree gets a reel, and the tree is going to reel in Florida Man. Whoop, you're right up against the tree now.
I can stab the tree.
And the tree is going to use its remaining 4 tendril attacks. 2 on Tex. I got a nat 20. On one of them. So you all bound up. It wraps you up. It wraps around you 3 times and then slaps you across the face.
Wow.
All right.
This is aggressive.
And then the other one, 2 tendrils lash out. Wait, it only do 4 tendrils at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all it's got. Done. Doesn't even try for Alabama. Must think you're a tree as well. So.
I am a tree. Believe you are a tree and you will be a tree.
You're a fancy polyp. That was the tree's turn. It's Florida Man's turn. Florida Man, you're right by the trunk.
I'm going to stab the tree.
Okay. I keep trying to get people close to you.
To heal you.
They can't heal me. They don't have any spells left.
Well, I've got lay on hand.
But we have to touch her.
My foot's sticking out, guys.
Oh, right.
Okay, so I miss with my first hit.
Okay. Oh, wait. You're attacking the tree itself or are you attacking the rope?
I was attacking the tree.
Okay. Tree itself also has an armor class of 20, so.
Now I've got a 23.
Woof, you've hit.
9 again.
Direct 9 damage? Excellent. Direct to the tree, cutting deep, and oily sap comes.
Stabby stab.
Pouring out of one of these tendril-like branches.
The one fight I'd be super useful in, I'm inside a tree, guys.
Yeah.
I have a plant sword. It does extra damage against plants.
Tex, it's your turn. This is a plant. It's a tree.
But you told me with my nature strike that it was not a tree. I'm confused.
Is it a tree? Like you would, you got a 10 for one. So
oh, fair,
you
know, screw fair. You.
But also like it's a tree, but it's not a tree is what I said.
Okay.
Tex.
I guess I'll try and break out from the tendril.
All right. This isn't going to go well.
No.
No, why? Well, you cursed him.
No, look, do you remember the description? It wrapped around him 3 times and slapped him across the face. The likelihood of getting out at this point is really low. So I just, cosmically, he was bound to roll a 5 or less. Would you like to try again?
Sure.
Okay.
20.
All right, you've hit the tree. Are you attempting to like cut it or are you attempting to like break free with your brute strength?
Cut it.
Okay, roll your damage with your rapier.
12 damage.
You sever the thing. It's still wrapped around you and slapped across the face, but that part is still stuck to you and the rest of the branch, the tendril or whatever it is, falls limp to the ground.
Cool.
That was Tex's turn. Although, would you like to take a move action to go anywhere?
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not. I'm not wrapped up anymore?
You're not. Well, you mean you're wrapped up, but you can move. Your legs are...
Yeah, but if I But if I move, then it'll get an attack on me.
Where are you going to move to?
Away from it.
You run away, then yes, it will get an attack of opportunity on you.
So I'll just stay put for now.
Okay. I thought you might want to move further around the room or get a better position and an angle. You can do those sorts of things.
Okay, I'll get a better angle. I'm going
to
do that.
I love it. All right, move off to one side. It is Maryland's Jane's turn to make a death save. Guess what, Maryland Jane? This is your first death save.
You're welcome.
Did you fail or succeed on the last one?
Succeeded.
Oh, there you go. See how things go for you this time.
Cool.
All right. It is now Alabama's turn.
Okay, so because I'm really close to the tree now.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, when I went to go cut Penny free.
Sure. Yeah, you're right up to the tree.
If I cast my burning hands now, because I'm right up
nailing
at the tree.
Penny. And
but what
Florida
if I
man.
Like, what if I do I mean, so Maryland my fingertips are touching the trunk?
No, you're still going to hit everybody.
Dang it, people. Then I am actually going to...
I don't know
to...
how much more you can kill me, to be honest.
If she hits you and deals damage, that's an automatic failure on your death saves.
Okay, don't
automatically.
Do that.
Also, if she deals more damage than you have hit points, you just die.
We don't want that.
So
this might be really bad, actually, but I want to try it.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Necrotic Shroud, but I feel like this is going to affect everybody.
Yes, it does.
What does it do?
That's when I turn into my skeletal, ghostly, flightless wings sprout from my back. Instant I transform, every creature within 10 feet of me that I can see must succeed on a charisma saving throw. If they don't, they become frightened of me.
Oh, okay. That's like your fear thing?
Yep.
And what happens? We have disadvantage in all of our attacks if we're afraid of you?
Only against him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, because I'm not going to attack you.
And then I get extra necrotic damage equal to my level for each thing I do for within the minute.
Okay.
So it'll help, I hope. So it's just an instant.
Is it an action? I don't know.
It is an action. It's my,
yes. So take your action, the wings burst free, and everybody make charisma saving throws.
Are we within 10 feet of Florida Man?
Well, you're not, because you moved away and around, but everybody else is.
What do we have to do?
And Maryland Jane doesn't have to make a roll at all.
Plus four.
I was going to say, I can't
roll a
d20.
Yeah, you're unconscious.
You're so scared until you're unconscious.
What's the difficulty on this?
11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How'd you do Tex?
16.
How'd you do Penny?
17.
How'd you do Florida Man?
24.
Ah, there we go. Cool.
How did the tree do?
You don't know. It's a tree.
It has a mouth, but it doesn't talk much.
Well, at least I get a little bit of extra damage in
there
my
you
next
go.
Turn.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not a bad choice.
Yeah.
Penny, it's your turn.
I'm going to do what I always do, apparently, is I'm going to viciously mock this thing because it's the only thing I really have left.
Speak language.
Well, we're going to find out. So I'm going to mock it. Try to think of a tree specific. You are ugly and you smell of elderberries. And that's enough.
Shrubberies are cooler.
Yeah.
Y'all want to see the tree?
Yeah.
Ooh,
why did we go close to that thing?
Because the description said dead tree.
It looks like a spider in a tree head.
It does look like a spider tree.
It is a polyp.
I'm going to call it spider tree.
Spider tree. Spider tree.
I was
spider tree. Does it ever
uses
spider tree?
Uses the same stats as a tree. But anyway, all right, go for it.
So I viciously mocked it.
It's a charisma saving throw?
Yeah.
All right, I beat it.
Oh, well then.
What did you say?
I said it was ugly and it smelled of elderberries.
Yeah, it's probably, it doesn't even know what those are.
Elderberries
smell nice. I don't understand.
No, they don't.
Well, according to the tree,
you smell of elderberries. Anyways, then I'm...
That was your action. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to heal my friend again.
Bonus action.
Yeah. So healing word again. I'm going to do it at the second level this time.
Okay.
So second level healing. No, that's terrible. It's supposed to be sexual healing, but I'm trying to think of how it goes. Oh, magical healing. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
She gets 2d4 plus 6.
Power of song. You are healed. She's going to roll her hit points
that's
to heal
D6,
you.
It's d4.
You roll the caster of the spell.
I know, but I know it's a bad roll.
I know. I enjoy that.
Well, there's a 1. There's a 4.
There you go.
So five
plus
six
is 11. You have 11 hit points back. Maryland, Jane. It's top of the round. Tree's turn. Tree is going to... Yeah, Tree's just going to swallow the foot and take a big bite out of good old Penny.
Yeah.
Dare you say I smell like that? Gobble, gobble. Yep, that's a big bite. 22 damage. 21 to hit. 22 damage. Boom. Crunch gets you by the leg and tears horrible rivulets of flesh off your thigh. There we go. That was its bite. It's going to reel in nobody because it can't reel anybody in. So it's going to do some tendril attacks first. So it's got, it lets you go with its tendril because it's biting you.
Okay.
Now. You're close enough. You're not wrapped up anymore. Or you still are.
I'm still wrapped up.
So Florida Man is still wrapped up in the tendril and it's going to reach out with two tendrils and try to capture Texas Walker. I have a 19 on one of them. Is that enough?
Yes.
Absolutely. Slaps you across the throat and cinches tight. And then one tendril's going to reach out and capture Texas Walker again as well. Try to wrap you up twice. I have a 19.
Yes.
So you are wrapped up twice by two tendrils. Two branches of this polyp have captured you and held you dear. As we move now to Florida Man's turn. It does not go anywhere near Alabama again.
Interesting.
He's afraid of you.
All right, I'm going to stab it again.
Okay.
In its body area.
Love it.
No. Stab it one more time.
Okay.
That one actually hit.
Yeah. Wonderful.
12 damage.
Nicely done. All right, you've cut into it. It's taken 21 points of damage total. Okay. God, if I was mean, I would have you, I'd have some sort of sound of a creaking door behind you.
Mm-mm. No more things.
Texas, it's your turn.
I guess I'll use my two attacks to try and break each of the tendrils.
Okay, go for it. Cool. Or at least try to cut out at least one tendril.
Yes.
You beat a 20?
I did beat a 20 on one of the attacks.
All right. One of your attacks is struck true and you cut into it. Cut that tendril free. The other tendril is still gathered around your midriff. But the one around your throat has been severed.
Cool. Do you still need the damage for the one attack that hit?
Does more than 10. So you're good. Kay. Cut it free. That was your turn. Maryland, Jane, make a death save.
No, I heal there.
I'm at 11 points.
What? No.
Yeah.
Nobody bit you either. You're inside the tree. You're restrained because you're all tied up and whatnot. But you can do whatever you want at this point.
Cool. I'm inside the tree. I can't utilize my sword because I'm squished, right?
Well, you're restrained. That just means that you don't have the ability to make movement actions and certain other actions that you would take but are done with disadvantage.
Got it. Cool. I'm gonna
Trying to break free would be disadvantage.
I'm gonna try and stab it with my sword.
Okay, go for it.
Cool.
Roll to attack.
Give it indigestion.
I'm going to gem this.
Good choice.
Okay.
Come on, big money.
Come on. Please, 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 please.
Nat 20.
Can I give myself help?
No. You can't help yourself.
You already have advantage.
14 plus 8, 22.
That is enough to hit. You needed a 20. You cut into this thing.
Yeah, I do. And it's a plant, so I get a 2d6.
Okay.
Plus a d10.
Okay.
Plus Ooh. 5.
You missing anything else?
Plus, I'm also going to do sneak attack because I'm inside it. Mm-hmm. I figured that makes it me extra sneaky.
Ah,
3d6. So I'm going to add three more.
Oh, God. D6. Oh, my God. Do you need some stuff?
No, she's got it.
Okay. Because I have lots of
no, D6s. Actually, I do need another.
Here. Two. Don't touch Allison's dice.
Yeah. A lot of the D6s I haven't used.
Let's see what I do. 6, 12, 14, 7, 19.
Yes.
24 damage.
Yes, Damn. Please.
Good job. See, I'm the most useful person in fighting this
thing. I know, so I kept trying to keep you alive.
Except I'm inside a freaking tree.
Well, the same amount of damage as Florida Man does.
Rude.
Florida Man doesn't even have any divine spells left to...
Okay. Okay.
Because she's OP and we know that.
So, the tree spits you out.
Oh.
Yes.
Blech.
You bit me, let me go?
No, it bit you. It's got a hold of you. It still can bite you next turn. And you're restrained, so you're all bound up.
Oh, so
spits you out, does not like whatever you just did to it. Then polyp, and you are thrown to the ground, and you're in the oily water that's like
she covered with like
deep.
Mucus.
Yes, absolutely. Gross. She's covered in that thick black sap that sprayed you all over, and it's kind of sticky and tacky. It's like oily maple syrup. Is there anything else you'd like to do with your turn?
Can I help?
Yes,
I'm gonna help Alabama.
Okay, how are you helping Alabama?
Alabama, I am going to say...
What does help do again?
Help gives you advantage on an action that you're trying to do in your turn. So give you an advantage on an attack roll, or give you an advantage on an escape check, or if you're doing something active, you have advantage on that thing. Cool.
Cool.
You've offered the help. It's not on you because you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So you say, I'm going to do the help. Then the color is not that you're... They're just going to include your character in their description of making use of the help. think that's going to be the most effective way going forward.
Yeah, that makes more sense because I don't know what they're going to do.
All right, Al, what do you want to do?
So frightened, does that cause disadvantage on saving throws as well? Because it says on ability checks and attack rolls.
Not saving throws.
Darn, I'm still going to do this. I don't know why I've never used this before because it's actually pretty good. I think I thought it was something else. I am going to cast Sacred Flame.
Okay.
And the thing needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
It fails. Call forth the Sacred Flame.
Oh. Flame of the sacredness, I call upon you to assist us in this battle that we are having a little bit of difficulty with. But I mean, we're doing pretty... Never mind. That's for a different day. We'll talk about that later. But I require your flaminess to bestow upon this tree-like figure standing in front of me. Thank you. Oh, man.
You're saying Kinnitch is flaming?
I don't know which god's helping me at this point.
Oh, that's fair.
It's definitely Kinnitch.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a flame.
I got you.
Okay, so now I get my extra necrotic damage from my thing.
Cool.
So 15.
All right.
Dope.
That was fun. Yeah, that was a cantrip.
Sacred Flame is like rolling the dice because you don't get any bonuses to it. It's just whatever you roll.
Cantrips are nice because you...
Okay, Penny, what do you want to do? You just got bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be the tree's turn again.
Not die again.
You're not in the tree.
You're fine.
It didn't like you. It spit you out.
Yeah, you're good. I'm not good. I have 3 hit points left.
It said blech.
Yeah.
I'm blech, blech.
If it did anymore, I would be blech. At the very beginning, you gave me a potion of supreme healing.
At the beginning?
At the very beginning of everything. You gave me a thing and I have it here. So I'm going to drink it.
Okay.
But I need lots of D4s.
Okay.
So it's going to take a while.
So you quaff this potion of a superior healing. And how many? What does it taste like?
It's supremely healing. So it actually tastes really good. Okay. Despite like other things, they taste really bad. So this one's like, it's like liquid cotton candy.
Cool.
So it's like pure sugar, but a little like that burnt, but in a good burnt.
So it's liquid cotton candy, but what's the magical element in it, Marie Claire? It doesn't actually have to be an actual taste. It can just be some... Yep. Liquid cotton candy. The hint of toenail. You've never tasted toenail, but that must be what it tastes like.
Like calcium-y.
It's just a garnish on top.
Okay, guys. No. Why? Ew.
All right.
I'm back to full. Cool. I rolled like 50 things. I'm like, I only have 36.
You quaff the potion. It picks you up off the ground. You're so invigorated. All of your wounds and all of your scars and all of your injuries that you've ever had ever are immediately fluffed. You're like, and because you're reptilian, you immediately molt. And there's flakes and fluffs and tiny little pieces of what looks like dryer lint or congregated dust bunnies all just fly off you and gather around and are inhaled by those who are near you. The trees swinging around.
Is it still snowing on me?
And Penny is a bright, shiny green in color. Even your eye color is...
Oh, I go back to green.
Well, if you want, or it could be blue. I don't care. Whatever.
No, I'll go back to green, but like a really, really bright emerald green.
Sure.
Yeah. No more shit brown.
These are all your choices, so.
I know.
And you're really ridiculously itchy anywhere you're wearing armor or...
I don't wear armor. Oh.
Okay. It is the tree's turn. It's going to chomp you, Penny. I'm going to get you good.
And you're making this.
No.
I a nat 20.
No, I quit. I just spent my healing
potion. I know. You.
What happens when you crit? Is it double?
Yes.
So I'm dead.
44 damage.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so glad I healed so that would happen.
Okay.
Well, at least I got new skin.
Yeah, if you had not healed and I bit you and I'd rolled that nat 20.
No, I would be, when I'd be insta-dead?
You'd be instantly dead.
Okay, so I made the right choice.
Yes.
So and I've been able to save until it's my turn. Okay.
You're just waiting for your turn.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm a cut a bitch. That was the tree's turn. Then it's going to try to... You're still bound, so it's going to reel you in.
Yes.
Pulls you in, and you're not free. You're wrapped up. It's actually going to throw a tendril at you, Maryland Jane. And that 19. Wow, I'm doing really well. So catches you up with a tendril. You're wrapped up. Now, you're close to the tree. You can still make attack rolls to it, right? You just don't have a movement rating. And if you wanted to like break free with your strength or whatever, you'd be disadvantaged at that.
Got it.
You could cut the tendril if you want to, but I will point out to everybody that the tendrils are not technically connected to the main stat of the tree trunk itself. So you would just be cutting a tendril and it wouldn't kill the monster. That's the tree. It did it bite. It reeled. It did its thing. So we are now on to Florida Man.
Okay, so I'm going to say I really, really hate you, tree, and then stab it, which means that I'm doing my vow of enmity.
Of course. Enmity. I am shocked you hadn't done enmity. So before.
Enmity.
Vow of an enemy.
Anemone?
A vow of an enemy.
Cool.
I got a 19.
A 19 is not hit.
No, 19 plus my 6. Sorry. Okay. 25. Sorry.
That is definitely a hit.
Okay. I got 6 on that. And then I'm going to go again.
Strike again. Okay.
No.
You miss.
No.
Cool.
I spent time swearing at it.
Yeah. That's fair. So
your vow of enmity is full fact.
It's for 1 minute.
And it is now Tex's turn.
It's time to break the other tendril.
You're pulled right up against the tree.
Ooh. Am I not still wrapped up in a tendril?
You're all wrapped up in a tendril, but that just means you don't have the ability to make movement checks. You could attack the tree if you wanted to.
Stay nice and close with the tree.
Okay, I'll attack the tree.
Okay.
Well, there we go. I have crit on one of them and missed on the other.
That was a hand gesture of keep going.
15 damage to the tree.
What did you roll on the dice?
So 2, 3, and a 6.
Why did you only roll 3 dice?
Because it's 1d8 plus 4, and then yep. I added for the crit, and then I added the 1.
So you get to roll twice the dice, all the dice you're rolling. Only add your attribute bonus one time, but for a crit, you'll get to roll all of the dice that you're going to get to roll twice.
Okay.
So don't, what die did you not roll? You only rolled 1d6?
Yes.
So roll another d6.
Plus 4.
So what is that total?
19.
Great. Maryland Jane, what would you like to do?
I'm going to stab a son of a bitch.
Go for it. Got to get a 20 to hit.
Ah, okay.
I believe in you.
I believe you can do it.
Yeah, if you had, you should have cast Bardic Inspiration on your friend.
Oh, no.
Guess you don't believe in her that much.
Whoa.
What is up with you and all the shade towards me today? It's like palpable.
You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
26.
Roll all those dice.
I told you I believed in her.
I wish it was a crit.
I really do too.
Because you get to roll all of that.
Oh, twice. Can you imagine?
Just
that's
like,
a dead tree.
Just be like, bleh.
21.
Bitch is kindling.
Yeah.
That tree dead?
Kill the tree. Would you like to describe the efficacy of your amazing sword?
So when the sword comes in contact with plants, it starts to glow with this like greenish yellow tinge to it. And then as it cuts into the plants, it almost seems like the plant starts to wither around the blade. So it's almost like the plant tries to recede away from the blade because it's so appalling of a damage to it. When Maryland went up, she like did an arching cut and stuck it into the tree and just did this nice J to like scoop up its mouth and just like give it a big extra smile.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's a loud crack sound and the tree topples away from you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Uncanny dodge. Woo!
Divulging inside the tree, 12 pieces of blue jasper, each the size of your fist, and a silvery rod in amongst all of the other bits and bobs of things that could not be absorbed and digested by the tree itself.
Cool.
What that rod is, what's going on with the cube that you left at the doorstep of the tree area, we'll have to find out.
That's a good battle.
I am unconscious.
And sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at @badbillyband. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at @tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.